from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Pat, did you see Bryson DeChambeau and Donald Trump golfing together?
I did.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was great. I Bryson's doing a lot of content and stuff that's, I think he's got 1.1 million subscribers.
Oh, really?
And like they're raising like $10,000 a birdie for charity and
nice.
Trying to break 50. I thought it was cool.
Trump is a pretty good golfer from what
he's got an unorthodox takeaway, but yeah, like he gets through the ball good and putting strokes a little, he makes putts apparently, but it was fun to watch, man. Like it was fun to see a different side. Always fun to see, I think you see a different side of people when they're playing golf and It was very conversational, and I hope there's more like that with Bryson.
Dead or alive, who's that one person that you would love to play 18 with?
Tiger Woods.
That's the one person.
Well, I mean, like,
but you could pick anybody, just because, like, I mean, it's not just about right, like playing golf, but it's about conversation. Like, you have 3.5 hours, 4 hours with one person to play 18 with.
Geez. Well, I mean, I say Tiger because, and I would actually qualify that and say like prime Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2008 Tiger,
mm-hmm.
2006 Tiger, or like he's hitting the ball as good as he's ever hit it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be to me, and plus I just would want to talk to him about what it's like to be him.
Yeah,
and right? Walk around and everybody know who you are. Like there's probably never been, you know, other than Michael Jordan, a one person more synonymous with the sport than Tiger Woods. That would be the one.
Like, yeah, I do wonder, like, the conversation off camera, what Bryson was having with Donald Trump. Like, if I were golfing with Donald Trump, I'd ask him a million questions.
Yeah, I think I'm sure there were some things that were probably off limits too.
Mm-hmm.
What a great experience and platform. I mean, anybody. I'm trying to think who else would be interesting. I mean, you could go into world leaders and like Michael Jordan would be fantastic.
That's who mine was going to be.
Michael Jordan would be.
Let's smoke some cigars with him.
Well, that would be awesome too.
Yeah, some cigars, pick his brain.
Yeah, I mean, dude, like there's so many that, like Bill Walsh, like that for me, like as a football nerd.
Yeah.
Like Bill Walsh, let's go talk football for 3.5 hours and play golf with Bill Walsh. That'd be sweet.
Arnold would be on my
Arnold
list.
Arnold Palmer would be.
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the thunder.
Whoa.
That's outside the
box. Kyle, he just threw me for a.
Kyle, who would you want to golf with? If you, I know that you're just now getting into golfing.
I can, let me predict it. Craig Biggio.
Craig Biggio.
My Craig Biggio.
No more Garcia Parra.
He was great in MLB 14.
Biggio didn't play that long.
Oh, my.
He was great in MLB 6.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't. I never really thought about who I'd want to golf with because
you don't play golf.
I've never gone, so I don't know. I've never.
Okay,
thought
so take
it.
three and a half hours out of your day that you get to spend time with one person that is either living or deceased. Who would it be?
You're hosting like a podcast.
Yeah,
and you have to have one. You get to have one one guest you can pick from anybody that you get to interview for 3 hours, long form.
Well, I'd pick Derek Jeter to start. He was one of my heroes as, you know, growing up. I watched him and admired him as an athlete.
Anybody else? That's it? Just Derek Jeter?
Maybe Andrew McCutchen, too. He's an interesting man. Very good at baseball. Revolutionized the Pirates last decade.
So just a baseball player. Nobody else outside of, like, sports?
Buddy Rich. He's a drummer.
Wow.
And he was one of the best drummers in history.
That's a really
good one. I'd
spend time
with him if we're talking about deceased, too. Babe Ruth, I guess we're talking about. I know that's baseball still, but yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, really? What would you ask him?
Just what it's like to be the most just
dominate
iconic,
decades.
Iconic movie star ever. And like he's got a golf course out in Monterey, California.
Oh.
And just be out there with him and just like that dude's a legend.
Yes.
And still kicking, man. Like
he's still rolling. Like
that's see, golf's interesting too, because you know, it does kind of limit the population a little bit. You know, not everyone plays golf. And you want to play with someone that appreciates the game because, you, like the Trump DeChambeau thing, they're talking about golf,
right?
Like the golf course, right. His golf course. That would be something that, like, I don't know if, you know, Terminator plays golf. You know, his swing might be a little bit compact.
It's not a Thuma.
What about like Heath Ledger?
Yes. Oh man, that'd be interesting. That'd be very interesting. I would like to see him as Heath Ledger and not just as a character. Like, that's kind of where I'm fascinated. Like, what are you like as a person?
Yep.
Like, Denzel Washington would be another one.
That would
like,
be
I
want to
see him as Denzel and not just all the characters that he has played and see if, like, he is that different. Like, I think I told you this, or maybe I don't know who I told, but Anthony Mackie was at the Pitt game because of the Bobby Greer movie that's going to be filmed. And I think that he's playing Bobby Greer. I would assume so. And it was funny because I remember Anthony Mackie as Tupac in Notorious.
Yep.
And I was standing next to him while I was on the sidelines during the Pitt game, and I heard him talking. He's like, you know what? This is a very nice stadium. Look at the structure of it. This, you know, I love the sport of football. This is great. And I'm like, what
that's not
the
you,
hell?
Man.
What the hell? I'm waiting for Tupac. So, like, that's where I would be so fascinated of actually who are these people and not the characters. Pretty interesting, huh?
I got a hilarious text. I have to read it.
Let's go.
This is not Fred Iritty, who's
– yep.
Really good. He said, tell Dorn I'd want to play with golf with Stormy Daniels.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, Fred.
Oh my gosh. Chris Farley.
Oh man.
Like somebody funny, gonna, maybe.
I was just thinking like Chris Farley or like Jack Nicholson.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Michael Keaton would be one of mine.
Would be great.
Yes. Somebody funny would be fun for like the 3.5 hours, 4 hours of golf. Because they could just make you
Bill
laugh.
Murray?
Bill Murray.
How about Bill Murray?
That's a good one. That's
or
a
like
fantastic
Chevy
one.
Chevy Chase.
Another one. Dan Aykroyd would be up there for me. Big fan of his. Eddie Murphy. Yep. This is good. I like it.
We've covered it all. Callis with the Buddy Rich one might take the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Full House crew now that we're talking about actors. We just talked about that this morning.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Which one? Stamos or... Well, I always forget his name.
Dave Coulier.
Coulier. Which one?
John Stamos, because he's Greek.
Because he's good looking?
And I'm Greek. What?
You say because he's good looking?
No, he's Greek.
Good looking?
Greek.
That's why?
Yeah.
Oh, you think he's good looking?
I'm Greek, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.